Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, let's go. Hope you had a good weekend. 888-702-5494 if you want to connect up this morning. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. And you may want to email the show, which is always good. That's fine. If you're not going to do the social media thing, which is your prerogative, you're free. As of right now, you're free. We're all free as of now. So you can email anytime, billisking7@gmail.com. Hey, speaking of that, something you might want to consider. Now, it's new and it's, what would that be, infancy? Something like that. But Buckeye Brenda brought this up, and over the weekend, Ole Miss Evie and also Karen, KKM, Karen Key Largo. We signed up for Parlay. Now, it's spelled P-A-R-L-E-R. So it looks like parlor, which is what I was calling it. And then Brenda said, Bill, it's pronounced Parlay. Like Rob in the 210, the Parlay King. That's what it's pronounced like, but it's spelled P-A-R-L-E-R. We signed up for it. Now, there's hardly anybody on there right now, particularly college football fans, but it's just another social media. And you may want to consider signing up for that. I don't know how much we will use it as of right now. Obviously, I love Twitter as it applies to this show. Yeah, it brings another stream of interaction, which, heck, what, 10 years ago we had no idea that something like that would be imaginable. But, yeah, it's been wonderful. Yeah, I just noticed where Hawkeye Jason just followed. Yeah, Jason, when I get a chance here in the break, I'll follow you back. But, yeah, we got – who all do we get over – we got – well, Buckeye Brenda, she's the first one to sign up and told me, you need to look into this. And then Ole Miss Evie did, Karen did, I just saw Jason. So, yeah, look into that when you get a chance, everybody. It's spelled P-A-R-L-E-R, but it's pronounced parlay. It's very similar to Twitter. It's similar, and apparently it's going to be a lot better when it comes to free speech than Twitter. Now, again, as it applies to this show, Twitter's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. Twitter's been very good. As it applies to what we do here on the show, it's been fantastic. So just in case, just in case someday down the road, Just in case. Keep that in mind. Now, let me also check on something here. See what we got. There it is. Yeah, that's me, man. That was me. I was just checking the echo chamber to make sure we're all good this morning. Anyways, what do we have going on? Now, I know that college baseball isn't a big thing on the show. But we have a couple of teams meeting up beginning, what, this evening? Excuse me with a voice there. This evening in the College Baseball World Series, which is out in Omaha. And it would be at TD Ameritrade Stadium. That is Michigan and the Vandy Boys. Yeah. The guys from right here in the 615. Well, actually, most of them aren't from here, but they go to Vanderbilt. Yeah, that would describe most of Vanderbilt's campus. Very, very few are from here. But Vandy, which is dating back to Tim Corbin, a storied baseball program, and Eric Bakich, who is the Michigan coach. He was here with Tim Corbin when Tim was building this thing out. And Tim gives him a lot of credit for helping Vandy become what they are today, which is arguably the nation's best baseball program. Now, again, you've got a few that could say that. Florida wasn't up this year, but Florida's been a fantastic program. LSU has been a wonderful program. Mississippi State has been. Arkansas has been. Clemson, until somewhat recently, has been. You know, you can go across. How about Florida State? Mike Martin and his, what was it, 40, either 40 years or 40-plus years, whatever it was for him. Yeah, you could name quite a few like that. I understand. But Vandy has been now to three national championship finals in 6 years. Last 6 years, Vandy's been there 50% of the time. They won one, they lost one, and then we'll see what happens with this Michigan matchup. The other thing about Michigan, we were talking about this last week. It's very difficult to win, let's say last, 20, 30 years, if you're not from a warm weather state. Michigan is not a warm weather state. If you're from the South, you look at Michigan like it's on the North Pole. Now, I understand that's not an accurate reading, but that's the way you look at it, right? You just can't imagine winters in Michigan if you're from the South. You just can't. But this coach, Eric Bakich, who was at Vanderbilt with Tim Corbin, then got the Maryland job, then got the Michigan job. I was watching a press conference yesterday, and I think this is interesting. Yeah, I think this is interesting. He said, here's the thing about cold weather baseball, being at Michigan. He says, number one, we've got resources. We're Michigan. We have an indoor facility. We're not practicing when it's bitter cold. We're not practicing on the basketball court or somewhere. We've got facilities. He says they may not be the greatest, but we have facilities. He also said, if it's above zero, we go outside. He said we may only get 20 minutes outside, but we go outside. And the other thing is, if you're at Michigan, when the season starts in, what, late February, you're going to Florida, California, Texas, places like that. You play your games there, which hardens you. Yeah, it does. It hardens you. It makes you better. And then by the time you get back, the weather settles down a little bit, and you can start playing in league play, Big Ten play, etc. Now, it's still going to be some weather conditions that aren't the best, but it's better. But yeah, he says, we've got resources. We're Michigan. We've got folks who are supporting us with those resources. The AD at Michigan is Ward Manuel. I've known him since he was a recruit out of New Orleans. He is from Louisiana. And signed with Michigan in the 80s. Yeah, I was keeping up even before I ever got in this business. I remember him as a recruit. I believe he was a Parade All-American. That's when the Parade All-American team was a thing. It's no longer really a thing now. I don't even know. Do they even still do that? I don't even know. Maybe they do, but nobody pays attention because of 24/7 sports and rivals and places like that. Yeah, the Parade team, the USA Today team, isn't nearly what it used to be because of 24/7 and places like that. Yeah, I thought it was interesting because I've always wondered about the warm weather versus the cold weather, the attractiveness. And when it comes to baseball, that's tough. It's a different thing when you're talking about football because the weather turns, if you're in the Big Ten, the weather turns on you when? Mid-October maybe, a little bit. November now, you're going to have some rough weather. You're going to have snow games and all that, which in football, that's okay. People like that. That's fun. But when it's February and you're trying to play baseball, that's not fun. It's not normal. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. It's not the way it ought to be played. So it was interesting hearing him describe that. It was a press conference with him and Tim Corbin yesterday. I was watching, and it was really cool to watch because I apply that to a lot of things. Yeah, I do. I do. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, you can talk College World Series because of the pro and anti-Michigan and Vanderbilt fan bases, which is represented within the listening audience. Yeah, I tell you, one other thing. Back to the cold weather item. I never thought a cold weather team would ever be back to this point. Now, obviously, I got that wrong, but I never thought you would see it. What Michigan is doing right now, I didn't think was possible. You also have to remember that a lot of the prospects, and there are plenty of prospects, baseball prospects, plenty of them up in cold weather areas, lots of them, but they tend to matriculate to the Sun Belt for baseball. Why not? Would you rather be in a Sunbelt place in late Feb, early mid-March, where it's 68 degrees and you can practice outside the way it ought to be? Or in some place where you have to go in some hallway to get your grounders in, to get your infield mitt work in? So that's another item. Two of Michigan's best players, or at least their best players, a football guy, well, a football baseball guy who had an injury and ended up sticking with baseball, but he was a Harbaugh guy. Anyways, we're just getting going. Monday edition. Hope you had a good weekend. We did. Cook some ribs. I'll talk about that here in a second. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash in Fairview on I-40 going westbound at Highway 96. Still clearing a wreck on Whitebridge Pike in West Nashville and the other on Old Hickory Boulevard. I-24 still seeing heavier traffic towards Whitsitt Park and 440 across Berry Hill. It's better to know them than not know them. Free at last bail bonding. Call 615-242-FREE. That's 615-242-3733. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Your old gas yard tools may have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has up to $30 off select Ryobi 40-volt outdoor power tools, like the Ryobi Jet Fan Blower at a special buy of just $129. It has the power of gas without the hassle, a turbo boost for more airflow, and right now, a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing up to $30 off Ryobi outdoor power tools. Red, white, and blue savings, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication of service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch. For the real deal Italian.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's your kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. College football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Did Joss on the city bed, scooter searching for his groove.
Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. Yeah, had a good weekend. We've been getting some rain too. We needed it. Boy, it's been dry around here in the 615. Been unusually dry. We really typically don't hit the drought season until on into later July. So it hit us a little earlier this year. Getting more rain today, which we need. 888-702-5494. Monday, no guesting. Tuesday, there's guesting. Gator Dave will be with us. Buck will be with us. Griff will be with us. But today, no. Just you and I. Me and you. Jeff in Birmingham brought this up. Now, isn't it ironic? Friday, when we were at the Southern Steak and Oyster, we brought up Georgia football. We were talking to Rusty Manziel, and I asked him the concern at wide receiver. Later that day, J.J. Holloman was kicked off the team, their leading returning receiver. Now, this is from an incident back in April of 2018, but apparently wasn't known until June of this year. So about a year later or longer. According to the police report at Georgia, the incident took place, like I mentioned, April of 18. The victim got into an argument with Holloman after the 2018 G-Day game. The victim alleges that Holloman choked her and punched her in the face. She received 6 stitches after the alleged incident at the Athens Regional Medical Center. Holloman stated the injuries to the victim occurred when he pushed her over. Holloman also denied choking the victim, according to the police report. So he's off the team. Kirby Smart says, you can't do that. You're out of here. There has to be no tolerance when it comes to this stuff. Has to be. Now, if you just look at wide receiver, they lost Riley Ridley. Let me think about this. Who'd they lose? They lost Mecole Hardman and Terry Godwin. Terry Godwin was ranked as a five-star wide receiver. Never was that player. Never was. They've got Tyler Simmons back. And in recruiting, they signed, let's go over this group. Let me see if we can think of this. Dominic Blaylock out of the Marietta area. They went to Alabama. They got George Pickens. And they also signed, I think, Micaiah Tongue is going to be a receiver. I'm not sure they've made that decision yet. And they also have a transfer from Miami, Lawrence Cager, coming in. But that is a position where there is talent, but there's not a lot of experience. Real applicable game day experience at Georgia. We got into it on Twitter over the weekend a little bit. I don't remember how it started. I think somebody tried to coax me into who's better, Clemson or Alabama at wide receiver. And I said, I think Alabama's better because they have Jerry Jeudy, who's the best receiver among both of those wide receiver corps. Now, you know how Twitter is. You answer something and it means either or. That's the way it's taken, either or. Look, I'd go to war with Clemson or Alabama's receivers any day, anytime. You think about it. Clemson's got the Justin Ross kid, who was just a freshman a year ago and was really good. They've got T. Higgins. They've got a lot. Is Amari Rodgers out for the year? What's the deal with his injury? I need to look into that. That's T. Martin's son, Amari Rodgers. They're set up so wonderfully at wide receiver, Clemson. Now, you look at Alabama, and they have Jerry Jeudy. They've got lots of receivers. They got Ruggs, plenty of receivers. They're in good shape, too. But people right now, and I'll ask Chris Landry about this. I've already asked him about it before. Typically, you don't take a wide receiver as the number one pick in the draft. It's not considered a value big enough to take as the first pick. It's a value, but it's not that large compared to, let's say, a superstar defensive end or a quarterback. But some are already debating whether or not Jerry Jeudy would actually go number one in the draft. He's that kind of player. He's that kind of difference maker. Jeff in Birmingham says, Bill, and Jeff is a Georgia fan living in Alabama. That's an oddity. Georgia fan living, well, they're connected states, but I thought the state of Alabama only had Alabama and Auburn fans. And literally, you're not let in there if you're not. Well, you can't move there. You can travel through. You're just not allowed to buy a home there unless you're an Alabama fan or Auburn fan. Isn't that a state law there? Now, Northern Alabama has some exceptions. There are Tennessee fans in Huntsville, Florence, right on the line. Yeah. But I thought that was a law. Somebody looked that up. If you try and move to Alabama and you're not an Alabama and or Auburn fan, well, you can't be both, but Auburn fan, I think they deny you the house. I think that's a law. Somebody wordsmith that for me, or bean count that for me. Jeff says, Bill, sorry about what happened with J.J. Holloman and that girl. There is never an excuse for a man to hit a woman. It's a very good point. He says, as far as Georgia is concerned, I didn't even mention Demetrius Robertson either. who from Savannah went out there to Cal for a couple of years, came back. Last year wasn't real prominent for Georgia. He was a five-star, too. Says, as far as Georgia and the receivers are concerned, we've got 10 talented wide receivers and 5 tight ends. We're going to be fine. I'm just saying. Gator Dave. Yeah, Gator Dave, I think, got into it over the weekend, too. Says, Bill, you're right. There's no middle ground on Twitter. Many people take it as black and white. If you say something positive about one thing, it automatically means it's negative about the other. Without it being meant that way. Oh, it's true. Just when you tweet. When you tweet, you just got to understand that. So I had people disagreeing with the Alabama assessment at wide receiver, which is fine. I mean, I'm not trying to see how many votes I get. So I just went with it. I said, Death Star dominates. Go to hell. I'd go to war with Clemson's receivers or Bama, their receivers, any day, any time. I really would. They're both fantastic. Think about it. Clemson's got a feature stud running back. Alabama's got numbers back at running back, too. Alabama's always. And they're probably going to get Zach Evans, who some think is the next generational type running back. We even had Catch on, remember? And he said, he thinks Zach Evans is that kind of guy. And he's in Austin every day, every year. He's a Texas guy. So he's not making it up. He thinks he's that kind of running back. And right now, Alabama's in good shape to get him. Speaking of Jeremy Pruitt. Yeah, I was doing a show down in Florida over the weekend, and I think Tennessee is 7-5, 8-4-ish, which is an improvement. I don't think they're good enough to beat Alabama. Well, that's kind of obvious. Or Georgia right now. I don't think they'll beat Florida. But all the other games are winnable. Doesn't mean you get to win them all, but they're all winnable. A lot of 50-50 games in there for the Vols. But I think they've solidified a little bit. I do. And 7-5, 8-4, considering what Jeremy Pruitt walked into in year number two. Look, this gig at Tennessee isn't Bob Stoops winning it all in year number two at Oklahoma. The year circa 2000, year number two for him. The year before that, they lost to Ole Miss in a bowl game. They went undefeated. From that moment on, won it all. Sweater vest in year two, won it all. That was in 2002. Urban Meyer, year two, 06. At Florida, won it all. Tennessee's not that kind of situation where you walk into a ton of talent, it just needs the right head coaching love. Stoops, sweater vest, the Pontiff, quick turnaround. No, Tennessee's more of, we need some help. Yeah, we help us. We don't know what we're doing around here. Remember that one? That's more of the Vols situation. Got to get the bottom of the hour. Got plenty of time to hang out today. 888-702-5494, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on Briley in Belshire, slowing eastbound traffic between Brick Church and Dickerson Pike. Another with injuries at the Shell Station on White Bridge Pike near Knob Road. And a wreck on Old Hickory Boulevard just south of I-40 out in West Nashville in front of Stone Tree Mulch. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Call 1-855-700-2979. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
You love your backyard and the outdoors. Insects love you. The Home Depot and Cutter have just what you need for whatever kind of outdoor lover you are. Personal repellents like Cutter Backwoods Spray for deep woods protection against mosquitoes and more. Cutter Dry Spray or Backwoods Dry Spray that won't leave you feeling oily or greasy. Get any three for just $9 for protection for the whole family. Today is the day for doing and saving on Cutter. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 7th in select stores, while supplies last. See store for details.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. went back-to-back at the Sonoma Road Course in California, taking home the checkered flag. Up next is Chicagoland Speedway, a 1.5-mile oval. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr., and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Also, some more bad news coming out of LSU. We'll get into that. I'm sure you've seen the story. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you know how to dial us up as well on this Monday. Yeah, I had a good weekend. Cook some ribs on the bull. It was good, too. Wow. I got some new sauce. It was a spicy sauce from Rectech. Added it to some of the other sauces. I had some Sweet Baby Ray's and some other stuff, and it added an extra layer of kick to the ribs. Yeah. We got that little bit of edge about it. It was good. And that was my Sunday. Weather wasn't real good to do much else. Cooking ribs is about, for me, it's about a 6.5-hour cook. So started at about 9:15 on Sunday morning. And, about 4 o'clock we were ready. It was good. Again, I'm more of a brisket guy than ribs, but the kids, they like both too, but they're more ribs. So I get outvoted usually when it comes to that. Maybe one time we'll do, but I don't think I've done both before. Well, they don't cook simultaneously. I mean, you could do it, but brisket takes a lot longer, unless you have a small brisket. Well, I always get the big ones, though, man. Jeff in Chicago. Yeah, that's one of those cold weather places where you can't play college baseball like Michigan's proven right now. Says, Bill, Are you saying that a reasoned, nuanced opinion on Twitter has been taken the wrong way? Hard to believe, Bill. I know. Get signed up on Parler. P-A-R-L-E-R, pronounced parlay. According to Buckeye Brenda. Actually, I was looking at it over the weekend, and I went to a site, and it said it is pronounced parlay. I think that might be robbing the 210's site. I might start just referring to it that way, because he is the parlay king. Little did we know that maybe Rob's got his own social media site thing. Jeff in Birmingham, big Georgia fan. We were just talking about how it's literally a law. If you're not an Alabama fan or Auburn fan, and let me break down the demographics. Alabama owns that state. Every city in Alabama is pro-Alabama over Auburn, but probably what, Montgomery? Well, Opelika, but I'm talking about a decent-sized city. Mobile is more Alabama than Auburn, right? Yeah, if you went through, you know how in politics they'll show you a map of a state, and then they'll have each county and whether it's a red or blue county, right? I mean, you see that all over Twitter or wherever, on the internet. If you did that for Alabama and Auburn, you did the same thing. And you had, what would you do? You'd have the Crimson for Alabama, and you'd have, what would you have? That orange, that slight orange color for Auburn? You could do that. I don't even know what that color is. It'd be mainly crimson with the exception of Montgomery, Opelika. That'd be about it, right? Jeff says, people look at you in a strange way when you wear Georgia gear in the state of Alabama. When Alabama and Auburn play, he says, you'd think the whole state is under curfew. There's hardly any traffic. That's interesting. I know after the game there's traffic. Try getting out of Tuscaloosa after a game. Try getting out of Bryant-Denny Stadium after a game. It's the worst. They're all bad because it's 80 to 100,000 people trying to get out at once. So you're going to have traffic. It's going to take some time. But my worst experience of any of the places I've been has to be getting out of Bryant-Denny. Now, I always have people say, Bill, there's a secret way here you need to know about. Well, all I know is McFarland Boulevard. That's all I know. And it's never easy to get out of. They're all bad. I mean, again, you got a whole lot of people trying to leave. I did I'll tell you the worst experience ever. Talking about getting out of a game. It was the 1990 Alabama-Vanderbilt game. And I was doing TV with Scott Hunter, quarterback for Bama in what, late 60s, early 70s, somewhere in there. Yeah, Scott Hunter, who is not a very intelligent guy. Talking about meeting somebody and being disappointed, that would be me meeting Scott Hunter. Not the sharpest knife in the drawer, I can tell you. Anyways, so do the game. It's a crappy Vandy Alabama game, real crappy. Bama had Vandy done in about a quarter, less than a quarter. So after the game, we are staying in Birmingham, actually at the Galleria. And my wife was there, And I told her, don't come down here to the game. You don't want to be here for this, but shop in the mall and do all that kind of stuff. So after that, Tuscaloosa, I was going to go and meet her there at the Galleria. And the hotel there has changed so many times. I don't remember what it was back then. But anyways, it took me from Tuscaloosa to Alabama to Birmingham about 5 hours. That normally is what, 45 minutes? Maybe. It was, and you know what was happening that day? I don't know how many people remember this. That's the day that Tennessee and Auburn tied, and Tennessee's kicker missed a field goal at the end to win it, and Tennessee's catcher, thinking baseball, Tennessee's center, who was, what's his name, John Fisher, threw a cup. It was on video and hit Tennessee's kicker. He was so mad. You know how they have the little green Gatorade cups? They fill up, you gun it, you drink it. He crumbled one of those up, made it into a little ball, threw it at the kicker. That's the year that Tennessee did what Johnny Majors, well, and Tennessee's been known to do, underachieve. Lots of expectations, can't live up to. That team lost two games and tied two games. And the Auburn game was one of the ties. The Colorado game, which that's the team that split the Natty that year with Georgia Tech, Colorado. The opening game was a tie that year. And then they lost to Alabama, and they lost to, who else in 90? They lost to Rocket Ishmael and Notre Dame, I'm thinking that year too. Now, that was a hell of a team. Yeah, Lou Holtz had it rolling back in those days at Notre Dame. I believe that's what happened. Yeah, so I'm driving back, and I'm listening to Jim Fife, the late Jim Fife, do the Auburn game. And Tennessee, it felt like they had the thing under control. So I get back to the hotel. I rush up. I get it on TV. ESPN's got it on. And the Vols blow it. Johnny once again takes tons of talent and blows it. Like Johnny always seemed to be able to do. That was pretty typical curmudgeon Johnny Majors for you, wrapped up in a nice little bow tie. That's the way he liked to do things. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. And use the name Bill Is King. Take the name Bill Is King. Put that in the promo code box. That'll get you a discount of about 5% off. So tickets to concerts, tickets to sporting events, college or pro, or anything else you can think of. Tickets at Primo Seats. You won't be disappointed. One more break here. Hour one. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wrecked car with injuries on Briley and Belcher, slowing eastbound traffic between Brick Church and Dickerson Pike. Another accident on Briley East at White's Creek Pike. I-24 West is slowing around Whitsitt Park up toward the eastern split. Also in Hermitage, I-40 filling up around Spence Lane and Fessler's. Have you written a book? Learn how to get it published and sold. Call Page Publishing for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-603-0885. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
NHL salary cap came in lower than expected at $81.5 million. In Nashville, in a cost-cutting move, sent all-star defenseman P.K. Subban to the New Jersey Devils for Steven Santini. Nashville 25-1 to win the Stanley Cup. The 2013 Norris Trophy winner played 63 games a year ago due to injury, had 9 goals and 22 assists. Vanderbilt, a $2.20 favorite in Game 1 of the College World Series Finals at Omaha, Nebraska today. Michigan, the $2 underdog, 9 flat the total at TD Ameritrade Park. in Omaha, Nebraska. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You love your backyard and the outdoors. Insects love you. The Home Depot and Cutter have just what you need for whatever kind of outdoor lover you are. Personal repellents like Cutter Backwoods Spray for deep woods protection against mosquitoes and more. Cutter Dry Spray or Backwoods Dry Spray that won't leave you feeling oily or greasy. Get any three for just $9 for protection for the whole family. Today is the day for doing and saving on Cutter. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 7th in select stores, while supplies last. See store for details.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Showers and thunderstorms for this morning, partly sunny with your high at 86. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, your low at 70. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday, but mostly sunny with your high at 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Omni Nashville Hotel. That's right. Here's the story out of LSU. You've probably seen this. I'll wrap it up. An LSU booster, John Paul, is it pronounced Funes? F-U-N-E-S. Pleaded guilty in federal court for stealing more than $550,000 from the Our Lady of the Lake Foundation. Part of that, $180,000, was sent, according to the story, to the father of Vidal Alexander, former offensive lineman for LSU who played there between 2012 and 15. The father's name is James Alexander. And I believe he lives in the Atlanta area. So LSU has the whole Will Wade mess. How is Will Wade still employed at LSU? I don't know. Maybe there's something there that I just don't know about. Maybe I am so uninformed that there's a good reason why Will Wade is still the LSU coach. I don't know what that reason would be, but maybe I'm just not informed enough. Scott Woodward, who left A&M, the cushy resources of A&M to go back home. Now, LSU, Baton Rouge is home. I get that part. Home is home. Wherever your home is, that's home. He had to know what he was walking into. Again, he's back home. He's kept a home there. I understand that part. He had to know what he was returning to. He had to. There's no way a guy that sharp would be that blind. No way. Now, this happened again before Coach O. It's not on Coach O, but it's on LSU. I don't know what the NCAA perception of this is. I don't know. Who knows what the NCAA is ever thinking about anything these days? Jeff 2 checking in on Twitter. Says, Bill, I was born in Alabama, lived there 13 years, moved back after college, and was there between 01 and 03 again. He says, even under Alabama's down years, the state of Alabama as a whole was about 70-30 Alabama. Montgomery is Auburn's only large base, and it's probably about 50-50, Alabama and Auburn. Yeah, I thought Auburn might have been slightly more Auburn, or Montgomery might have been slightly more Auburn, but 50-50 wouldn't shock me either. That's how dominant Alabama is, that fan base. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, looks like LSU has their own Nevin Shapiro. That probably means nothing's going to happen to LSU. I have no idea what's going to happen there. I don't. I don't have a good feel for it at all. I'm shocked. Will Wade was suspended for, what, a month or more? Finally had his meeting that he didn't want to have, and then he was reinstated, which makes no sense at all. If you're Will Wade and you're out recruiting, what are you selling? You can't promise anybody you're going to be there. How do you recruit? I know he is. He is recruiting. But if you're a recruit, unless LSU is just your place and it really doesn't matter, you're going to go there no matter what. And there are people that have schools like that. This is my school. I'll stay with them through controversy, good or bad. That happens. But how do you go out and sell your program? Not knowing who's going to be there. Not knowing who's going to be your guy. That's very, very hard to do, I would think. Yeah, Scott Woodward's got a whole lot to cut through here, does he not? Down at LSU. He's got a ton to get through. Because your staple sports are absolutely football and basketball. All the other stuff is just some extra decorations. It's football, and then it's basketball. And then everything else, we want you to win. We love you. We'll support you best we can. But that one's going to be fun to watch. You realize that SEC football media days is just a couple of weeks away. What, 3 weeks away? They do that way too early. I miss Mike's life. I miss him, man. What a commissioner he was. Sankey's not bad. I just don't like him Mike's life at all. Here's something. Feinbaum is on a Louisiana radio show. I don't know which one it was. I don't know if it was New Orleans or Baton Rouge or up north in Monroe. I have no idea. I don't know which radio it was, which show, which station. But he said, and you got to remember, this is the face of the SEC network. said that if Mike Sly were still the SEC commissioner, Will Wade would not be the coach right now at LSU. That would have already been behind the scenes, taken care of nice and cleanly. Little shot at Mr. Sankey there, SEC commission. Hour 2 coming up. We got plenty to talk about. Omni Nashville Hotel.